Throughout history, there's always been Southern gospel groups that have kind of made their mark in their area, and the Ozarks is no different. For the next half hour, we invite you to join us as we take an up-close and personal look at one of the all-time great groups from the Ozarks, the Jones family. In the studio with us today, we have Dennis and Stanley Jones, just two of the many siblings that sang in that group throughout the years and recorded several projects. What we're going to be doing this week is a very special project that John Jones, before he passed away, was able to take some of their old recordings, their albums, and put them on CD. We recently was able to acquire those, and we're going to be featuring the Jones Family Singers today on the Local Artist Spotlight. And as I mentioned, just hang on, buckle up. There ain't no telling what's going to happen. I've got two of the, we'll say the more lively fellas in the studio with me today.
Is that good?
Stanley and Dennis Jones are with us today in the Local Artist Spotlight Studio here at KTTK. And guys, thank you so much for joining us. And I know that this is kind of a special place in your heart because throughout the years, you've sang so much with your family, just grew up together. That's all you really knew growing up, wasn't it, Stanley?
Yes, that's true. In fact, it was our pastime. It's how we entertained ourselves. Sunday afternoons and the evening after school, we sang. We sang at church. It was just a natural thing. Nothing we ever planned to make it a career. It was just something we did, and it just developed, and God was able to use it.
Now, for folks who aren't familiar with the Jones family, when did you guys really start singing together as a group here around the Ozarks?
Well, the group actually started back in 1947 with our dad and two of the older of the 13 kids, Martha and Mary, and they sang various places. In fact, in 1947, they sang at what has now become known as the National Association of Free Will Baptists. It was their annual event, and they sang at it, and they sang at churches in the area. And so as time went on, different members of the family, as older ones would marry off and leave home, younger ones would take their place.
That was a great thing about having 13 kids.
Oh, yes.
You
oh,
just had a...
We had our own farm team. We never were short of people singing.
Now, from the very beginning, we've got a lot of ground to cover today because we're going to go from 1966 all the way to 1979. We're going to just take a kind of a time machine travel with some of the music, one off of each of the projects. There was a couple of earlier projects that you don't have copies of, and they were some old, old recordings. But let's start with what we have here today in the studio. Back in 1966, you guys were on the cutting edge of something new that never really took off. Drive-through recording studios. The restaurant business took off with it, but it never hit with the recording studios. Tell us the story about this.
Yeah,
this is from the CD At the Altar back in 1966.
We were the ones that came up with that drive-through idea, and we ought to be getting royalties from all the restaurants that use it now. But anyway, this record was done on about a two-hour window between two concerts. We had a concert on a Sunday morning and one Sunday night, and in between, we had a fellow who actually financed the recording, and he set up the time and everything. We had 2 hours. We went in and sang all these songs. I believe there's 12 songs on that recording.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sang them one after another, no retakes, no nothing. We just all we used were guitars, and we sang them as fast as we could so we get out of there and get back on the road and head for the concert that night.
And literally 2 hours to record that whole project, wasn't it?
Oh, and it's good. It's good. Good quality.
It actually is. We've put a couple of the songs in there. One of them you got a lot of requests for when you guys sang it. Shake the Master's Hand.
Yeah.
And that's one we're going to listen to today. So 1966 from their CD, actually at that time their album, but CD today, thanks to the wonders of technology, from their CD At the Altar. Here's the Jones family with Shake the Master's Hand on the Local Artist Spotlight.
I'm going to
take a stroll right down the streets of purest gold, and then I'll hear the half that's never yet been told. I'll have a mansion there that's top of everything. I'll sing a brand new song, the angels can't love things, but best of will be to walk right up and shake the master's hand.
I'm going to shake
his hand.
I'm going to
shake his hand.
I know that
on that day I'll shake master's hand.
I've
went a million years, I feel a fin that land. I'll still go every day and shake the master's hand.
I'll meet with James and John and have a talk with them, and maybe then old Paul will let me visit him. I'll hear the saints of old tell how they made it through. I'll sit a thousand years with not a thing to do. My gray-haired mom and dad won't have a wrinkle there. They'll never shed a tear or need to say a prayer. But still there's nothing there can make me feel as grand. That's when I
walk right up there, shake the master's hand.
I'm going to
shake his hand.
I know that
on that day
I'll shake master's hand.
And when a million years I've spent up in that land, I'll still go every day and shake the master's hand.
I'm going to
shake his hand.
I know that
on that day I'll shake his hand. And when a million years I've spent up in that land, I'll still go every day and shake the master's hand.
Back from 1966, that is the Jones Family Singers and Shake the Master's Hand here on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. And we're kind of going through the history of the Jones Family Singers. We're going to go to 1967 now. And Stanley, this is from the project that you guys had at, simply titled The Jones Family.
Yes.
And it was the second project that you recorded. And this project actually has on there, it has Ruth Ann, of course, you, Bonnie, and John singing in this. And you guys were, Ruth was, we'll give her age then, 20. You were 18, yes. Bonnie was 16, and John was 14.
Yes.
And you guys were out singing on the road and recording as teenagers.
Yes.
Except for Ruth.
And the piano player on this project was my wife's sister that we had met, Janet Dixon. She had just started playing for us shortly before this project. She played for us for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had dropped the guitars and were using just piano at that time.
And that, these first two recordings that we've listened to are pretty much all just piano or guitar or something like that.
Yes.
And more, as you guys grew in fame and could get more in demand, I know, and probably become filthy rich.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You could afford to add more instruments.
That's what we did, filthy. Right.
From 1967, here is the Jones Family Singers, and the song is called Move Up a Little Closer, right here on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Oh, how well I can remember back in old camp meeting times. I'd linger in the shadows, try to hide this face of mine, barely hear the preacher preach and barely heard the elders pray, till one night I heard a voice from heaven say, move up a little closer, don't stand in the shadow,
don't stand in the shadow, be counted with the children of the Lord.
Move up a little closer,
move a little closer,
I'm higher at the mountain,
I'm higher at the mountain, I'll be counted with the children of the Lord.
Oh, I pretended not to listen, tried to close my burning ear, although I'd been a sinner and had wasted many years. So I turned to leave that meeting, but somehow I couldn't start. Once more I heard this voice in my heart, move up a little closer, don't stand in the shadow,
don't stand in the shadow, I'll be counted with the children of the Lord.
Move up a little closer, I'm higher up the mountain,
I'm higher up the mountain, I'll be counted with the children of the Lord.
For that message that was sent to me that night, I've donned my Christian armor and I vow to spread the light. Now when I see a sinner standing in the shadows dim, I bow my head and say this prayer for him. Move up a little closer, don't stand in the shadow,
don't stand in the shadow, I'll be counted with the children of the Lord.
Move up a little closer, I'm higher up the mountain,
I'm higher up the mountain, I'll be counted with the children of the Lord.
Move up a little closer, don't stand in the shadow,
I'll be counted with the children come along.
Move out the little toes.
Hallelujah.
Climb higher up the mountain.
Hallelujah.
Come out and be counted with the children of the Lord. Come out and be counted with the children of the Lord. Come out and be counted with the children of the Lord.
Move up a little closer. That is the Jones family right here on the Local Artist Spotlight. 1968. Is where we're at now. This was kind of a special project that was put together. In fact, it was on 45s. This is featuring the Little Joneses, and they actually, this kind of gave a chance for some of the others to be spotlighted too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And fact, I was one of them.
You were one of them. Dennis finally grew up enough at the age of 12, they'd let him sing on a record. So.
Yeah. We actually had two groups at this point. We had the four of the older ones singing in a quartet, and then Dennis, and then our sister Ellen and Tommy, they made up what was called the Little Jones. So we had two groups, actually.
Dennis, tell us about this project. It was something new for you guys.
Right, it was. It was, and we knew that if we did a complete project, that we'd outsell the old kids. So they were doing just really a peace job to let us go and do this 45.
Lord, help
really
us.
But really, I don't remember a whole lot about that. That's been a few years ago, really. It has been, but I remember going down and doing the recording part. But yeah, it was a project, and we the Little Joneses had never done anything like that before. So this is the first time for us. But I really enjoyed it, and there, like you said, there's four songs put on there, and hopefully, did we get rid of all of them? Yeah,
no.
I think we did.
No, I've still got some of them at the house. We didn't sell all.
You still got some of the 45s?
I think we had 50 of them made, and I don't think
that's about right, yeah.
We're going to listen to the Little Joneses as they are featured on this at 45 at that time. 1968 was the year, and the song is I Know My Lord's Gonna Lead Me Out on the Local Artist Spotlight. No, my Lord's going to lead me out. That's music for you from the Little. Actually, we ought to just call you the Jones 3. You know, you heard the Jackson 5. You guys could be the Jones 3. Yeah, well, and that was kind of fun. How long did you guys do that, sing together? Just the Little Joneses?
Well, it was several years. Because now the next project, I think, after that was recorded, that the big group. The older kids recorded stuff. I was a part of it.
Yeah.
But
let's talk about that, because we're going from 1968 to 1975. There was a few years there that the group actually was not active. A lot of things in life happened, and a lot of things in our nation's history happened too. Stanley, tell us about that gap between 1968 and 75 of your recordings.
Well, of course, Vietnam was going on, and a lot of guys were being called into the service, and I was one of them. And I went in 68 and served 4 years in the Navy. And during that period also, our oldest sister, Ruth, who had been singing, she got married and left home. And so little by little, the group kind of fell apart. And so we did quit singing actively for a while, as far as a group. We were still singing individually. And then during that period, Dennis and John started singing with the New Horizons for a time. And then in 75, after I'd been in service and in college and things had kind of settled down as far as everybody getting married and all. We regrouped in 75, took a tour of the East Coast, kind of a test to see if we wanted to do this again as married people. And in 75, we decided to hit the road again, and God really blessed it. And we did a lot of dates, and in fact, it was probably the peak of our singing.
Now, you guys were full-time.
Yes. In fact, we were before the break, before I left home and Ruth left home. We were full-time then.
And I just can't imagine having 13 kids and being full-time in the singing ministry. You guys ate a lot of beans, didn't you?
We did. you know, a lot of people don't understand how that worked, and it was a rough life, really. Daddy used to meet us at school when school was out in the afternoon, and Mommy would have sandwiches made for us and our clothes for the service that night, and we would go down the road doing our homework, eat our sandwiches, and change our clothes when we got to the church, do a service, and head home. Didn't stay overnight that much. Daddy just couldn't sleep in anybody else's bed. He had to get back home. And I remember when we first started staying overnight, it was really quite an adjustment to do that. But God really blessed it. We were doing 250 dates a year.
Wow.
So we were busy, very, very busy.
Very busy for that many. 1975 is the year you guys got back together as a group and put out an album called What a Savior. And what a blessing this was to so many people. In fact, one of the songs that you got requests a lot for was Don't Ever Let Go of My Hand, didn't you?
Yeah, this song is a good song. It was a good concert song. People really enjoyed it. In fact, Dennis is featured on it, as well as Ruth.
Ruth was always featured.
That?
Yeah,
she always had. She got a lead in there somewhere. Or but anyway, it's a good
song. How did that work, guys?
And Ruth did okay, and Dennis really did great.
Well, let's go back to 1975. Don't Ever Let Go of My Hand on the Local Artist Spotlight.
No, don't ever let go. Without you, Lord, I could not stand. But I'll keep on trying with your hand in mine. Don't ever let go of my hand. Sometimes on the mountain with head in the sky, sometimes in the valley I stand. Without you I'm helpless, though hard I may try. Don't ever let go of my hand. No, don't ever let go. Without you, Lord, I cannot stand. But I'll keep on trying with your hand in mine. Don't ever let go of my hand. This life has to offer some sorrow, some joy, though sorrow we can't understand. But I'll make it over for you, I implore. Don't ever let go of my hand. Don't ever let go. Without you, Lord, I could not stand. But I'll keep on trying with your hand in mine. Don't ever let go of my hand.
From 1975, that's the Jones Family and Don't Ever Let Go of My Hand on the Local Artist Spotlight. Now, you know what's interesting? A lot of folks may not realize this, but when you sing a lot of years and you're out doing a lot of concerts and you're recording several projects, sometimes you forget exactly who did what on what. And it was so funny. You had to be in the studio because before we even begin recording the program today, Dennis was just kind of giving Stanley about a hard time and how he didn't get that many leads. But Dennis, you had the lead on that one.
I sure did on both verses.
That's not bad. For 40 years of singing, you're getting two verses. I think that's good.
Would you please apologize to Stanley for accusing them of not giving you any leads?
No. I'm not going to. Because it was very few. I'm serious. It was very few, was it not, Stanley?
Very few.
Oh.
We had to save you for the big finale.
That's what it was.
Oh, I tell you. And that had to have been a fun time, traveling throughout. And you guys said you went out through the East Coast. I know probably financially it wasn't the most prosperous thing to do, but yet you're singing with your family. You're doing what you feel God has called you to do. And Stanley, you've been in the ministry preaching. And I know sometimes as a pastor, you take on a church to pastor where God wants you. And you wonder, by the way, they pay you if they want you. But when you're in God's will, God just kind of pulls things together as a group, doesn't it?
He does. And Don, really, in my preaching and in our family singing, we did fine. The Lord took care of us. We never were hungry. We always had what we needed. We never got rich, but we are rich in many, many other ways.
That's right. God has been so good and faithful. 1976, let's move up. Some very nice suits on the project, by the way, guys. All brown.
We were doing better. Yeah, we look good, don't we?
Yeah, 1976 was the year that you guys recorded With All Our Heart. And the song is Heaven Will Sure Be Worth It All. Tell us about this one.
This actually is a trio. John, our brother who's deceased, who played the piano, and our sister Ellen and Dennis, they did this song. And in fact, this is one of the carryovers from the time after I had left home. And they continued singing for a short time. And this is one of the songs they did during that period. And so when we did this project, we wanted to kind of bring that sound back. And so they're doing this as a trio.
Heaven will sure be worth it all. The Jones Family on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. The Jones family on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight with Heaven will surely be worth it all. And as we mentioned a while ago, sometimes you forget things through the years. Stanley, you said you weren't on that, but you were actually on the chorus, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought it was a trio. They used to do it as a trio. I don't know why I was singing. I probably just sat there in the studios and got overwhelmed with the music and just had to have
your part in it, didn't you? Let's go to 1977. You guys were in a hot air balloon for this one. This is the album cover. Really a great project. I remember listening to this throughout the years and got a lot of great songs on it. We're going to hear you guys sing right now, Pointed to Calvary. 77, this is actually when the trio was the whole project,
wasn't it?
Dennis, you were on that. What happened?
No, I was not.
You weren't?
Nope. I'd retired by then.
Oh, it was Stanley?
Yeah.
And John
and Ruth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And most of the music on this particular project, Don, was written by our brother John. He did most of them. I think there's a couple of them he didn't do, but most of them he did.
Here's Pointed to Calvary, the Jones family on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
The questions of this world have an answer. The times that we ask why can be explained. King Jesus on his throne is watching o'er his own. We need not wonder why we suffer pain. I know there's gonna be a bright tomorrow for God's children, their sunshine after rain. When earth and heaven's gone, I'll still be hanging on to the big unchanging hand of God, my friend. Pointed to Calvary, where Jesus died for me. How glad I am indeed, from sin I have been freed. The way is now so clear, I feel his presence near. No need to shed one tear, I've been pointed to Calvary.
From 1977, that's the Jones family, Pointed to Calvary on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. We're getting ready to wrap it up with the last CD that we have. Now, we want to let folks know, this isn't all of the albums that you guys recorded, but just because of some of the technology back then, John had a hard time getting, was it one or two of the projects?
One of them, for sure. I think just one he missed that he could not reproduce.
Yeah. And this one, was this the last one that you did together as a family in 1979?
Yes, and it's the only all hymns album that we ever attempted to do. So it was the finale for our music career.
Well, not for your career.
Well, for this group.
I was going to say, because the Jones group family went on, and Dennis was able to get more leads with different groups that he did. I understand that was part of the deal before he signed contracts with the New Life Quartet and all that.
We all kept singing. Dennis went on to sing with New Life, and we were all doing different things. I've sang with different groups, and our sister Ruth, she's sang with other groups. So we were all singing, but not as a family.
But everybody kept in the music business. Yes. And in fact, Before we get off the air, we want to tell folks the Jones family's still together singing again.
Yes.
The brothers are together. And in fact, you've got one that's missing from the group. Tommy is not able to be here.
That's right.
But you guys were together and doing a great, great thing as far as kind of bringing back some of those great songs and traveling and staying very, very busy. So if they still want a little bit of Jones family, Stanley, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call us at area code 417-746-1515. Don, can I tell them real quick about this concert?
Sure.
We are singing Sunday night, March the 6th, which will be, from the time of this broadcast, tomorrow night, at the First Rural Baptist Church in Mountain Grove, Missouri at 6:30 p.m. And we're now, of course, going under the name of The Brothers because it's just the three of us, Tommy, Dennis, myself. And this will be our first time to sing in Mountain Grove as the brothers. So,
and Dennis does have some leads in some of the songs.
We're giving him more leads than what Ruth ever gave him. And if Ruth's listening to this program, which she probably will be, she thought we couldn't make it without her. But we're doing just fine, Ruth. We're doing just fine.
Guys, thank you so much. It has been an honor to kind of recap some of the history of the Jones family. One of the staples, I'll just call it, the Southern gospel music in the Ozarks. And I know you've traveled all over the United States, but thank you for being a part and using God's talent, your whole family. I know we can just never thank your mom and dad enough for what they did as far as teaching you guys to sing. Many, many people have been blessed through the years.
And Don, I know we're running out of time, but I want to say also, we really appreciate the people at Lebanon, Missouri, because it not only was our home for a number of years, but the people of Lebanon have always been so supportive of our ministry. We had a reunion sing back in 2006, and we had 400 people come out for that. We got the group back together, and it was just really
great. But
that could
be
great.
Just cousins and stuff. 13
kids. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was mostly relation, yeah. Well, we let the relation in free, but we charged the other three people who came.
Well, you had to pay for the soda, so. All right. Thank you so much, and what a blessing it's been. 1979 is the year. This is from the project His Mighty Power. The Jones family, as we've been featuring them this morning on the Local Artist Spotlight. Here's Let the Lower Lights. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. But to us He gives the keeping
sin hath said.